and Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told lawmakers Tuesday the International Criminal Court's announcement that it's seeking an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu endangers hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza. This testimony comes as progressives criticize the Biden administration, and there's bipartisan criticism. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports.
Senator Ben Cardin is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
I see as a step in the wrong direction that's going to make it more challenging for us to get the parties together. There's always been an understanding the ICC is there to deal with countries that don't have an independent judiciary. Israel has an independent judiciary.
The United States top diplomat says the ICC announcement VOA News.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the UN says all aid deliveries to Rafah are on hold amid lies.
The UN says both its main agency for Palestinian refugees and the World Food Program have halted Rafah aid. Stefan Dujarric says has left the two programs without supplies for Rafah. The result?
People don't eat.
The moves here project for getting aid to Gaza may fail unless Israel improves security conditions. Deliveries from the pier stopped Saturday after crowds looted aid trucks before they arrived at warehouses. Sagar Meg.